As it's the Independence Day holiday week, we're off today, everyone. So instead of our regular live broadcast at this time, we're replaying our big Let's Go America tour from Hot Springs, Virginia, that originally aired on May 18th. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's go.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America, and welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. It is Saturday, May 18th. Today, Mary and I are coming to you from the Omni Homestead Resort, and these next 60 minutes are the grand finale of our big Let's Go America tour, Hot Springs, Virginia. That's been happening all this week. If you're just tuning in or you want to hear something again from the first hour, well, by 2 p.m. Eastern time today, both hour one and hour two should be posted to our website at rmworldtravel.com after it has legally transmitted across the country via satellite. And you can be able to, you'll also be able to see when you go to the website all of the photos that are being shared. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen coming up. You're going to want to get that recipe. You can engage directly with us in our travels, and you could do that on our social media, RM World Travel, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and X.
That's right. All right, we're going to start off present day hour two by focusing on the past. Joining us is the Homestead's Great Hall maitre d' of the hotel and resident historian Anthony Pusey, and he's ready to go on mic four, and I want to add, you give terrific history tours.
Well, Anthony, listen, I have to say, you could be called the mayor of the Great Hall, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're always involved with the guests, available to everyone, so welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. Been looking forward to this all week. So I'm going to share, you know, the oldest hotel in the continental U.S. is in Concord, Massachusetts. It's called the Colonial Inn. I think it has about 50 rooms or so. It dates back 310 years to 1716. And I only mention that because it has nothing on the homestead. Even though it came 50 years later, this is America's first resort.
Yes, sir.
There are nearly 10 times as many rooms on this property. So since this program right now is being transmitted via satellite to 580 radio stations across the United States, for folks who don't know, you know, much about the Omni Homestead Resort, all its history that's surrounding us as we speak, share a few things that you like to share with guests when they come here to the property.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, we do have rich history here. We've had, of course, presidents that have been here. We have also had celebrities to be here as well. And, of course, generations of family to be here. I've actually seen kids grow up here. So it's a great place for family. Of course, we do have the waters that are here that are amazing. We also have amazing spas here and also the grand ballrooms that are great for all the groups that we have that come in that get to enjoy the property.
Speaking of families, you're fourth generation family employee, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
It's almost back 100 years.
That's terrific. So one of the pieces of history that I mentioned earlier in the first hour that I just think is so interesting occurred in July of 1901. You talked about it on the tour, and that was the fire that started in the pastry shop and destroyed a good amount of the resort.
Yes.
A few structures survived, right?
Yes.
But just 8 months later, the homestead was back in business. And since then, it's expanded so much over the years. So share a couple of highlights of what has been added on or grown during that time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, originally, we just had the main part of the hotel, which was 1902, and that's the Great Hall and the rooms on top of it. We then later on added the West Wing in 1903 and 04, and that's actually closest to the spa, and that's, of course, where everybody took the water. So, and then, of course, we had the clock tower in 1929, which is a huge addition for us, considering that it was actually completed the day before the Great Depression. That was very
the timing was not great.
Yeah. The time was not great, but it was still a great addition.
And I think
us.
When you look at the resort, that is really the iconic. That clock tower is
and
amazing.
And it really is. Oh, yes. It became the face of the hotel, and we love it.
Yeah.
So I wanted, this past February, it was revealed that Teddy Roosevelt visited the property. In
yes.
total, 24 U.S. presidents have enjoyed life here at the homestead in some way or another.
Yes.
I didn't have a chance to mention some of the names earlier, but, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Here we are today. We're in the Washington Library as we're broadcasting as we speak. Ronald Reagan, George H. H.W. Bush, George Bush, George W. Bush, that you have a personal connection and history with.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We love that story.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and there's the presidential lounge that's here, the portraits of the 24 U.S. presidents who visited. Mary and I have been playing pool or billiards there all week. We've been enjoying that.
Oh, yes, it's a great room there.
I say that's a must-visit. That's a must-visit location.
We'll be doing that later.
But what are some other key rooms or areas that you also recommend?
Yes, some other areas are definitely our theater. Our theater is from 1923. Amazing theater. Still have the original stage. The first row of original seats there as well. So a really nice room there. Of course, we have the Crystal Ballroom where all our weddings take place. Also, the Virginia Wine Experience takes place, and even ballroom dancing classes in the holiday season here.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
yeah, that ballroom is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
So I did mention that you're a fourth-generation family employee, and you have obviously then a very strong personal history to the homestead.
Absolutely.
You've been here since you were 15. You maintained your time here through school and your college athletic days. After graduation, we understand you returned. You're going on nearly, not quite, but nearly 30 years here.
Yes, ma'am.
Anthony, please explain to our listeners what this property means to you and what you love about being able to share what you love about the property with all the guests.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, this property means everything to me just because of all the generations of my family to work here. We have a lot of pride in the place. And of course, I love working here as well. And it's just great to see this place coming back to where we were like in our heyday, especially with the restoration. I think is the best thing that we have gone through recently, for sure. And of course, all the important faces that I've seen here and all the people, of course, all the presidents that have been here as well. We do love that for sure.
Well, and as you said, and we're not going to ask you to draw us the map, but if you need to get around this resort in a hurry, you know all the shortcuts, and by the way, there could be many, all the little nooks and crannies, because you said you grew up as a kid, and you were probably in some areas that you shouldn't have been, but you've learned the whole
property inside and out. Since 7 years old, as a matter of fact. Oh, yeah,
so something else that I want to talk about, you know, all the artwork that folks are going to enjoy when they come here, because that certainly tells the history of this place, and you incorporate that into your tour. So talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yes, and a lot of the art that you see here is from 1997. We do have some artists by the name of Donald Smith who has some 1957 renderings as well, but some great renderings from Lee Baskerville and also Jack McBride is really explains how we started to where we are today. And I think it's amazing that we have those. We also have some amazing Audubon prints that are original that are also in the Audubon room as well.
Just everywhere you guys, as we're right here in the Washington Library, as we're looking.
We're surrounded by it.
So last question for you, really quick with you on this is, you know, do you have a personal story or a connection that you can share with us to the property that, you know, that our listeners around the country would say, wow, that's something special?
Well, I did get to check in a former president by the name of George W. Bush. And it was a great experience for me. He came here to play golf with his friend from Texas, who was the founder of Omni Hotels and Resorts. They came to play golf with him, and it was a great experience for me checking him in.
Yeah, he gave you something special really quick.
He did. He gave me a challenge coin, and actually it's a presidential challenge coin. Yes, and it's a really nice one. So, of course, I'm going to keep it forever.
Which they don't give to everyone.
They do not give them to everyone.
Anthony, listen, we're going to need to leave it there for today. Thank you for joining us on set. We love your passion for the homestead.
Thank you so much.
God willing, get another 30 or 40 years to engage with the guests.
I do hope to be here. I think it'll be a great thing for my family as well.
Well, you make the place special.
Thank you so much. Yes, you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right,
Anthony.
Well, folks,
my
listen, we need to step aside for some important sponsor messages. The culinary side of the Omni Homestead Resort is next. And we have a surprise for you because we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. Get those pens, paper, everything ready. We've got a great recipe coming your way. Don't go anywhere, folks. Our big Let's Go America Tour, Hot Springs, Virginia, continues in 3 minutes. Anthony,
as we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. However you're experiencing Independence Day this year, I'm Mary Carey saying thanks for tuning in. What follows is an encore presentation.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America, welcome back to today's big show. This is the Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia. Mary and I are broadcasting live on this Saturday morning from the Omni Homestead Resort. Before we travel the world from your own kitchen, as we just mentioned before the break, and connect with the executive chef here on property, here's a quick message regarding Travel Pro luggage.
Robert and I travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy likes the Max Light series. And listen, the facts are one of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
It certainly is. There's no question about that. 100% on that, Mary. Again, our Travel Pro luggage is here on set with us. We appreciate they offer first-class luggage and accessories. It's affordable. They stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Most luggage companies do not do that. Visit TravelPro.com for exclusive show savings or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, we thought we'd add something a little special to today's live remote broadcast. We decided to incorporate our popular show segment, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen, into our conversation with the Omni Homestead Resort's executive chef, Michael Zimogrodzki. So get out your paper and pen, but we are going to post it to our website later. In a few minutes, he's going to share a recipe served here on property, but right now let's talk food at the homestead and welcome the chef.
And we have enjoyed that that recipe that's coming up. So Chef Michael, very nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we are very happy, and we enjoyed our dinner the other night with you as well. That was very nice. Appreciate that. All right, so, you know, since we are a national show with a large reach of listeners right now, there are people tuned in today around the country. They've never been here, okay? They have no idea of all the restaurants, all the food outlets, all the culinary options available on property. I want you to give everyone a quick overview of how well folks are going to eat here when they're at the homestead.
They will have a fantastic culinary dining experience at the homestead. We are a luxury resort. We have Jefferson's Steakhouse as well as Jefferson's Tap Room. In addition, our flagship restaurant is Audubon. In Audubon, we do a wonderful breakfast buffet with a fantastic a la carte menu. We just recently launched this past week our new a la carte summer dinner menu in the Audubon.
Enjoyed that the other evening, which is where the recipe is going to come from in a minute.
Absolutely. For a little more casual fare, we have Woody's, which does fantastic brick oven pizza, as well as Pioneer Picnic. Coming online in the next several weeks, we're going to be relaunching Rubino's, which is one of our golf clubhouses over at Cascades.
Yeah. Beautiful building, just a historic building as well. Yeah, and then you've got the pool, you've got everything, and we're going to get to weddings as well. Bottom line is, if anyone, you're not going home hungry.
Oh, not at all.
No, for sure. So speaking of weddings, later this hour, we're actually going to cover our Virginia wine experience that's offered here on property. Wine and weddings go well together. We've had a chance to get to know you this week, Chef, and I know you're passionate about weddings. There are many spaces here for weddings. You've got the grand ballrooms. You've got great outdoor spaces. But you also mentioned the new pavilion, which is beautiful up on the old course on the hill. So I know you have a plan here for weddings and a mission here. And I know you have a passion for creating and curating and cooking for weddings. So just talk about the wedding. aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited to be going into our wedding season post-renovation. It's an absolutely gorgeous property. We have this newly built wedding pavilion inside and out. This is the premier place to have your wedding in the state of Virginia. Gorgeous scenic views and just a fantastic dining area for our guests. And we have just immensely dedicated teams, both in our front of the house and our back of the house teams, who want nothing more than to make each of our guests' weddings just an incredibly memorable and over-the-top experience for them.
Well, so now we've enticed some people out there that with their and they come here get you can get have the proposal, have the wedding, continue on.
So do it all.
All right, we as Mary mentioned, we do a recurring segment in the program called Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. It actually started on the show during the pandemic when folks weren't able to travel, but we've been joined by many celebrity chefs over the years, but we've never done this segment out of the studio when we're on remote. That changes today. We've had an opportunity to enjoy this recipe, as I just mentioned, so I want you to share what you brought along today that's served here at the Omni Homestead now that our show fans around the country can easily make at home, whether it's Memorial Day coming up. And I will share, folks, if you can't write everything down, it's okay. Our team back in New York, they are putting it up on social media, and on Monday the full recipe will be on our website. So Chef Michael, share that, please.
Absolutely. So despite the homestead being way up in the mountains, we are very much a coastal state, and we like to take advantage of any of the local seafood that Virginia has to offer. So we are going into the beginning of crab season out of the Chesapeake Bay. So very excited to be back into some locally harvested Virginia crab. In our Audubon dining room on our new dinner menu, we have a fantastic Virginia blue crab cake that is one of our featured dishes. It is hand-picked Virginia crab. It's very delicately handled. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, the hallmark of a great crab cake is it needs to be falling apart tender with little to no fillers, and that's exactly what we're serving to our guests in Audubon.
No, it's crab. There's no question about it. But what I love is you're kind of mixing the lump crab with the blue crab, and you're getting that combination that really is distinctive. But if somebody were listening around the country, maybe we in Seattle right now, or Phoenix, or it could be Key West, Florida, where we have stations, can they substitute something in there to kind of get a similar flavor for you?
Absolutely. You could definitely do this with some wonderful Dungeness crab. You can bring in some Jonah crab. As long as it's fresh crab and it's handled well, you're going to be really successful with this recipe.
Okay.
You know, a couple of quick tips regardless of what crab you're using. I really like to drain our crab overnight and try to get it as dried out as possible. The drier the crab meat is before you start the recipe, right, the more forgiving it's going to be as building a crab cake with little to no binders or fillers inside. Right? Mm. You know, our crab cakes are just held together very simply with a flavored mayonnaise. It imparts a wonderful flavor and a nice acidity throughout the crab cake without having all of this additional bread and vegetables that are taking away from the star of the dish being that crab.
Mm. Oh. And you have a little relish and so forth.
Yes,
that you put on
which
the
you
side
almost
as well.
Don't need, although it does enhance.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
This lovely corn relish is outstanding as well. It really accentuates the flavors.
Certainly. You know, corn's one of the top commodities in the state of Virginia. So it's it just has a fantastic flavor affinity with Virginia crab as well. So there's a really nice counterplay between the flavors of crab, the flavors of this corn relish, the nice pops of acidity and cilantro coming out throughout that. And then tying the whole dish together, we're finishing with a nice southern remoulade just to mm-hmm. bring a little bit of spice and a little bit of additional
and I
loved flavors
it, by the way.
Into it.
I thought it was outstanding.
And
it was nice.
I think from a cooking standpoint, that pan sear, too, before you put it in the oven.
I agree with that. Helps. So, folks, it is 11:25 in the morning on Saturday. Right yep. now, we've made you all hungry, but make this recipe. Share it with us, and we'll share your comments with Chef Michael
and
once
it'll
we get
be
there.
Up on social media shortly, and it'll be on our website soon as well. So, Chef Michael, you took on the role of executive chef here very recently, having honed culinary skills in our home city of New York. You've worked with Danny Meyer and his Union Square Hospitality Group, even Thomas Keller's Restaurant Group. We also know you have a very strong background in resorts, which is a whole different animal. So talk with us about what attracted you to the Omni Homestead.
You know, the overwhelming majority of my career has been in large resort groups. You know, for me, I very much enjoy, you know, what you can do and what we can provide to our guests in a true resort atmosphere. You know, for me, it's beyond just the food on any given plate, and it's more about just the experiential moments that we can create throughout their visit and all the different ways that our food can have interplay with all the other types of experiences that we're trying to offer at the resort. You know, I love the fact that, in a resort type atmosphere like the homestead, you know, we have the ability to have guests with us for several days on end, and we get to be a part of their entire experience and their entire day. And I'm very much focused on, you know, as we begin to, you know, learn more about our guests, you know, throughout their stay, to figure out what we can do to further enhance their experience, to further, provide just an exceptional stay with our property.
Well, I will also share that your wife is the spa director here on property. And the two of you, since you are relatively new to the area and so forth, is there something about this area where we are in Hot Springs, Virginia, that has surprised you that you think will around somebody listening around the country they need to know about?
The area of Homestead, you know, first and foremost is just jaw-dropping gorgeous. You are just immense in nature. You know, any direction you look, you can have beautiful views and just fully encompassed, you know, within nature. Very fortunate to be a part of Homestead, you know, as you mentioned, with my wife, who's our director of spa services.
Well, it doesn't get much better. Listen,
no,
you get to have
the
food.
Whole wedding thing. You're like, what, you mean just spas,
food,
weddings,
spa,
wines,
wine,
food, and all? Perfect.
Chef Michael, listen, this goes by quickly, and thank you very much for sharing the recipe. We will share
you.
What our show fans say with you. Enjoyed having you on the show and getting to know you a little bit this week, okay? So thank you. Folks, up next, we are going to delve into a vast number of activities awaiting you here. That's a little bit of a lead-in for what's coming up next. You're not going to be bored here at the Omni Homestead, I promise you that. A reminder, we archive every hour of every broadcast on our website, so go check it out. The Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities, connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home, and be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit seabourn.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. As we celebrate America and Independence Day this week, I'm Robert Carey, and what follows is a special encore presentation of RM World Travel.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And Let's Go America. Today we are coming to you from the Omni Homestead Resort that we are featuring as part of this week's big Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia, and we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
And travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sites, delighting in regional wine or culinary tasting, visiting places of local and historical significance. They're going to take you on guided hikes, bike rides, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
If you want to lock in up to $3,000 in savings, you can also find more information. You just need to go to EmeraldCruises.com, or as always, RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll get you a direct link.
Okay, over the past seven segments today, we've touched on many of the different activities that there are for here for you to enjoy when you do visit the resort, but really, we've only scratched the surface. Joining us now on Mic 3 to share more is the Omni Homestead's Director of Recreation, James DeBow.
James, good morning. Welcome aboard. Say hello to America.
Hey, good morning. Hello, America.
Hello, America. We appreciate that. So I'm going to get right into this with you because, you know, the Homestead's head of golf, Mark Fry, and I, we played golf together this week. He is a special man. I go back a better golfer than I arrived. You have two championship golf courses here on property. Golf's a big deal. We're going to get to all the activities. The courses are historic. Anything you want to touch on for a quick highlight or two on the courses?
Well, like you said, historic courses, and they are both phenomenal, very different and high quality in their own regard. The old course actually boasts the oldest continual use first tee from back in 1892. And is a great warm-up when you move over to our signature course, the Cascades, that was designed in 1923. And that course, it's a must-see. It's a must-play for anybody that comes to the
area.
It's
gorgeous. It truly is too gorgeous. And if you can't go there and play a good round of golf with all of that natural beauty, maybe golf's not your thing.
No. So, so I definitely enjoyed, well, we both enjoyed, but it was my first time learning how to clay shoot. And I do want to give a shout out to my instructor, Don, because he taught me how, never even held a gun. And I learned a lot, and now I'm addicted, and I'll be going home to clay shoot. I loved it. But the hiking, the archery, the swimming, even just walking the grounds, you get your steps in here. It's all an experience. I know we're about to begin summer. However, I do think it's important that our listeners know what you have available here in the colder months, because they may be surprised to know that you can ski here. So talk a little bit about what you offer for guests in the wintertime.
Well, sure. The heartbeat of our winter ski season is the Sep Kober Ski School. You'll be able to pretty easily find families that are there through the holiday season and through January and February. Who have a grandfather that learned to ski at the resort, and he in turn, you know, brought his children, and the tradition continues. So learning to ski at the homestead is absolutely a great idea. On other other activities that we have there are miniature snowmobiles for the kids. We also have a tubing park. That's a whole lot of fun for folks that are not interested in snowboarding or skiing. You know, we make our own snow, so we're able to put fresh powder on the ground when we have the weather available for us, and we have a lot of fun in the wintertime.
Yeah, sounds great. And then back to the warmer weather months and upcoming summer travel, there's horseback riding, zip lining, of course, fly fishing. A lot of guests have been enjoying the fly fishing this week. An array of lawn games, tennis, and, of course, nightly movies. So for families tuned in today, talk about some of the family-oriented activities.
Well, there are so many things that we can do and fit into the same day. The nice thing about our programming is we've kind of got it designed to where folks can come in, and they can ride a horse in the morning. Maybe they can go and see the falconry demonstration right after lunch, and then they still have time to add one more activity to their day. So we try to make it as conducive to where everybody gets to touch as many different activities as possible. One thing that we've done recently at the Equestrian Center is add a kids program. It encourages young folks to come up and get to meet the horses, spend some time not just on horseback or in a carriage, but actually learning about the equine artistry that takes place here. So that's been a lot of fun. We also do a S'mores Express hayride, and the kids really enjoy that. You know, we get about a 45-minute ride through the trails, and they get to finish up with a tasty treat at the end. So a lot of cool things to do for the family, and like I said, a lot of things that we can fit into one day.
Well, James, you know, I think in travel today, there's so many people that you know, if you're making a reservation, so many people love to throw out resort. Okay. And resort, the reality of it is, just because somebody has a spa or maybe because they have a golf course or whatever, I understand it classifies as a resort. But here, the activities really define the property, because you cannot come here and be bored. All right? You just cannot be. I mean, even on a bad weather day, you're going to have things to do and so forth. So, you know, I think it's certainly fair to say there's 2,300 acres here, certainly enough space, even if you just want to go walk, you know, in the gorge as we did this week. I know summer is a very busy period for you here, but is there a, you know, an activity or so that you are most proud of and encourage everyone to come experience?
If I had to pick one, I would talk about the clay shooting, as you mentioned earlier. There's such a large number of our population that have never touched a gun, that have never shot, and are very curious, and I love, as well as my team, they enjoy it as well, but I love being part of that first experience and having somebody come up and get through the little bit of fear or
what. Intimidation.
I'm going to agree with you on that. Unfortunately, we're going to run out of time on this, but that is something to do. And you know, Mary, I know you enjoyed the 20 gauge.
Yes, I am hooked on it now. So good luck when we get home. That's what we'll be doing on the weekends.
James, we know you're a busy man. Thank you very much for joining us here on set and being a part of today's live broadcast.
All right, excellent. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, James. All right, when the show continues, Bobby's going to reconnect us with Rudy once again. He's going to take you to George Washington's Mount Vernon here in Virginia. Stay with us, everyone, as our big Let's Go America tour of Hot Springs, Virginia returns after these brief sponsors' messages.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Happy 248th birthday, America. I'm Mary Carey, and what follows is a special encore presentation of RM World Travel and our big Let's Go America tour from Hot Springs, Virginia on May 18th.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/Carey. Deals, deals, and we got deals. And if you love deals and try to spend your hard-earned money with great American companies, go to MyPillow.com/Carey and enjoy all the savings this show will deliver you on more than 200 different products. Right now, MyPillow is holding a $25 extravaganza sale. Premium Giza pillows are just $25. My slippers and my sandals are just $25. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Dreams or Percale are $25 as well. Four-pack dish towels are $25. I think I'm getting the picture. Beach towels are $25, and there are many more items for $25 too. And don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic My Coffee to start your day. That's currently 50% off. So go to MyPillow.com/Carey and enjoy all the savings you'll receive on these outstanding products and many others as a listener of this show. That's MyPillow.com/Carey, or check it out at RMWorldTravel.com for a direct link by looking under sponsors. Well, George Washington's Mount Vernon estate is just outside of a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C., but there's a connection to the homestead where Robert and Mary are this weekend. And it turns out that our first president had a land development relationship with Thomas Bullitt, the man who built the first hotel where the homestead is now situated. Well, time hasn't stopped at Mount Vernon, as we call up the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to welcome Kathleen Ford, the senior manager of interpretation at George Washington's Mount Vernon estate. Ms. Ford, welcome to the show. Now, visiting Mount Vernon isn't just about touring our first president's home on the banks of the Potomac River. I see on your website you've got wine tastings, whiskey tastings, bread making, lectures, and more. Our boy did like his wine and whiskey, though, didn't he?
Oh, certainly. This is the perfect time to talk about that and learn about that at Mount Vernon right now. We're actually getting ready to host our annual wine festival. That's always 1 weekend in May and 1 weekend in October. We have over a dozen Virginia wineries come to Mount Vernon. And we also highlight, you know, George Washington's own association with wine. He was a proponent of trying to have a wine business in Virginia. Never successful in his own time, but how proud he would be of the thriving wine business today. But what he was successful in, of course, was his whiskey business. Near the end of his life, he was able to develop his own distillery at Mount Vernon and ended up being one of the largest distillers of whiskey in America at the time of his death. And yep, you can come to Mount Vernon today and actually get to sample whiskey very similar to what George Washington would have been making.
And you can see where he made the whiskey partly, right?
Oh, yes. You get to tour the grist mill where they were milling the flour he was also famous for. And you can also, tour the distillery.
Well, I understand you're in the midst of a renovation project, but I was sort of surprised at the price tag, $40 million. This is a teardown? You're not tearing down Mount Vernon and rebuilding it, are you?
Oh, certainly not. It's a very exciting project. This is really one of the largest restoration works we've ever undertaken at Mount Vernon. It's in several phases. We are doing things like updating our HVAC system to better preserve the architecture and the furniture inside the mansion. We're repairing some of the masonry and the framing of the mansion that is, over 200 years old at this point and sees, so many people touring this house every day. And we're also going to be restoring the basement back to its original appearance, the way it looked in George Washington's time, something that has not been done yet. So that will be a really exciting educational opportunity once that's finished.
Well, when I lived in Washington, I obviously visited Mount Vernon a lot. But before I went for the first visit, I just presumed George Washington had built that house. But I learned his father actually built at least I don't know if it was expanded by his son and George Washington and George Washington's brother. But Dad built the original structure, right?
Yes, actually, the Mount Vernon property has a long history with the Washington family. It was George Washington's great-grandfather that first acquired the property. During George Washington's father's time living there, they built the original parts of the home. George Washington inherited that house when he was in his 20s, and it was his home for the rest of his life until he died. And over the time he lived there, slowly he added on and continued to expand into the 21-room mansion that guests get to see today.
I sort of thought Dad didn't really do that. We only have about 30 seconds left, but I know you recently found some glass that dates way back to, before George Washington was there, back from the 1740s and 1750s. Any idea whose lips touched that glass? I need a real quick answer, though.
We're hoping to learn more soon. Yeah, that was an exciting find through archaeology during this work we've been doing. We were able to find bottles of preserved cherries that were in the basement before the 1770s. They're currently all being analyzed, and we'll learn more soon.
By the way, you should know that if you're in D.C., Amtrak runs trains three times a week from D.C. to Clifton Forge, Virginia, where the Omni Homestead is. It takes about 5 hours. I really want to thank you, Kathleen Ford, Senior Director of Interpretation at George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We'll all be back with you again live next weekend. But today, in recognition of America's birthday this week, what follows is a special encore presentation.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America, 9 segments are now behind us today as we rejoin you for the J Block. It's been a pleasant week here at the Omni Homestead Resort. And this is the grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour Hot Springs, Virginia, that is sponsored by amac.us/carry.
When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members and unlocking a world of exclusive travel benefits.
AMAC members save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining. There's a lot more included there as well. Members also have access to AMAC's celebrated Social Security Advisory Service that can help you navigate retirement and a lot more. So go to amac.us/carry today to join, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, Robert and I lived in Virginia back in the late 90s, and we continue to be amazed by the strong growth of the wine industry here. The Omni Homestead has numerous relationships with prominent local wineries, which means guests reap the rewards with the resort's Virginia wine experience. We enjoyed some of it this week with sommelier Quinn Cohen, and you can buy some of these wines here at the shop, and the wineries can ship to you wherever you may be listening. Here's some of our conversation with Quinn.
All right, well, Quinn, we have just enjoyed a terrific Virginia wine experience here with you. You certainly offer first-class wine here at the Omni Homestead from, you know, around the world. But Virginia has a long history of winemaking that only continues to grow and get better. Frankly, we keep saying that, Mary and I, all the time when we come back to the state. So talk with us about the range of what you offer here with your Virginia wine experience, and also about the state of Virginia being so centered in the world of wine.
Absolutely. I'll start from backwards to forwards. Virginia happens to be located midpoint between California and Europe. And what Virginia offers is sort of the classic old world style of wines that you'd get if you were going to France, Italy, like, say, Burgundy, Bordeaux, Italian, Nebbiolos, Barolos. But what we do here in Virginia is, because we started so long ago in the 1600s, we are bringing that old world mentality of terroir speaks, with a little creativity from our winemakers here in Virginia. So you're getting freshness with old history. I always like to call Virginia wines liquid history that you're drinking.
Oh, that's a great way to describe it. And you know, Quinn, something else that goes on here that I think is really unique for guests, it's not often you get to mingle with family owners of wineries, and a lot of that has to do with because many of them outside of Virginia are owned by big corporations. That's not the case here in Virginia. So you offer monthly events here at the Omni Homestead where you invite the families of wineries to come and mingle with guests and sign bottles. I think that's terrific. Talk about that.
I love that you point out that it's farm wineries. Most of all of Virginia is farm wineries. Some of them are actually going into third generational families that are running these wineries. So unknown to a lot of folks, our winemakers sometimes don't get vacations. So we do, we host them for a whole entire weekend. We feature their wines for a week and do a flight with them. And on those weekends they come, we do bottle signings with them. And then we do a 5-course dinner with our executive chef. And while they're here, they are actually treated like royalty. A lot of our winemakers have come and said, that's the first time from harvest to bottling that I've had some time off. And we love that we can offer that.
I think it's really special. And of course, I do want to point out, you are fully stocked with a wine store here of some fantastic local Virginia wines. So I want to ask you this. With tastings and flights, what would you say to someone who's listening right now, who's coming to the Omni Homestead, or they're putting it on their radar now after today's broadcast, but they feel that they don't know a lot about wine and maybe they are intimidated to book a flight?
I love that you asked that. Here at the Virginia, and I want to point out one of our words that we put into it when we created this wine parlor was, it's called the Virginia Wine Experience. We want to keep that word in here because we're creating for you an experience. You don't need to be intimidated. I grew up in Virginia wine since I was just a child, and so I want you to be comfortable. I want you to take away with you something that you've never had before, and that's the understanding that wine isn't to mystify. Wine is about creating an understanding of what you like, and most importantly, what you don't like. So when you leave, I'm not telling you that you have to like Virginia wine. I want you to just give it a chance.
I think that's fair. And we can hear the passion as well. I mean, and we've enjoyed some terrific bottles today. You know, and Virginia wines, they are sold outside of Virginia. Mary and I, we've seen some numbers that said about 50-60% of the wines produced in Virginia stay in Virginia. They're not sold outside of it. There are about 300 wineries or so across the state. But, you know, growers use nearly, I believe, 30 different types of grape varieties to make the wines in the state of of Virginia. So I'd love for you to share maybe two or three of the most common and maybe things that folks should be looking at their wine store next time that they head there.
Absolutely. I think that what's kind of neat about our wines is that we've got one in particular that is native to us. The oldest grapevine in America is Norton, and it is native to Virginia. We've done a lot of studies. I've got to give credit to Jenny McLeod up at Chrysalis, who actually validified that Norton is native to Virginia. So I would say try Norton. It's something unique and different. It actually has some of the highest antioxidants that any food source has. So I call it Virginia's fountain of youth. And then we're very known for our Cab Franc, our Cabernet Sauvignon, Viognier, and Petit Mansang.
And then Nebbiolo, which was delicious.
Quinn, thanks so much, and thanks for sharing the Virginia wine experience with us today.
Thank you so much for having
Cheers.
Me. Cheers.
Cheers.
You know, folks, I know the West Coast of our country is synonymous with wines, but don't overlook Virginia. They are producing some terrific wines here. This is absolutely a wine tourism state. With that said, we need to wrap. Mary and I have enjoyed sharing an area of one of our favorite states with you today and this historic place that is America's first resort. We hope all of you have enjoyed it as much as we have. And as I said to begin the show, now you have a destination to come enjoy for your summer or your fall travels. That's a wrap for the Hot Springs, Virginia edition of our Let's Go America tour on this May 18th. Next week's show will be an encore presentation for Memorial Day, and we'll all be back with you live on Saturday, June 1st. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone here on property at the Omni Homestead Resort. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America!
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.